This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You should come today, man. I think you'll be this. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa.
What a condemnable action that we just witnessed there with this stupid man, okay, who's acting as a lone wolf, going and lunging at a defenseless woman in broad daylight, probably going to get life prison sentence. Why are you doing that? On what basis do you think that's a good idea? An absolutely sickening display of cowardice by someone who doesn't need to do what he's doing. If you want to serve Islam, you don't do it by acting in a violent and criminal manner when we have the ability and we have been doing successfully, I might add, you know, in the very place that you tried to do this attack, to air our opinions to the people. What an abominable and condemnable and diabolical and megalomaniacal action that you just committed. We cannot stress strongly enough how ridiculous this is. You think this is in the favor of the Muslim, maslaha of the Muslim community? This is ridiculous. And I think that, to be honest with you, there's a lot of people to blame here. There's a lot of people to blame. We are, as the Muslim community, to blame. That we still have takfiris by the looks of it, because someone who does something like that is a takfiri, for the most part. That the same kind of people that are probably willing to kill you and me, Muslim people, because they're taking the law into their own hands. They don't respect the community ethic. They don't respect the Muslim community at all. They're just taking the law into their own hands. People like that, it's our fault that we have not combated their poisonous ideology in a strong enough manner. And moreover, I want to say something. This is actually a lesson to all of us. Because look, we have been deluded with a false sense of security. We think that we're secure. Because it's day, broad daylight in this police offices. Let me tell you something about this country. I've lived here for 29 years, all my life. And I've seen and witnessed so many things. And we've seen and we've witnessed how many stabbings happen in the UK on a yearly basis. So many stabbings happening in the UK. Maybe over almost 50,000 in the year 2019-20. This is not a joke. This is the pandemic that we're talking about here. And the government doesn't know how to crack down on those who are using knives, because they're using rehabilitation methods which are outdated and ridiculous, okay? We as Muslims wouldn't allow people to roam around if it was up to us and stab people like that. We would put them in the city centres and humiliate them, okay? And punish them with a humiliating punishment, not putting them in their cell for 2 or 3 years and come out and then they can reoffend. This is a Mickey Mouse law, anyway. So yeah, the law is problematic, but also I blame the police, because this is Speaker's Corner. How can you allow a woman to be stabbed in Speaker's Corner? How can you allow that? There are so many police cars. This is the center of London. There are cameras everywhere. This is a failure of the police. This is an absolute failure of the police. And I have to say, and I'm pushing this on to the Muslim and the Christian communities and other communities as well, it's a failure of yours as well to allow this to happen. Why is it that, you know, this happened? Oh, it just happened over seconds. But we know that these things can happen. And this is a lesson for us, because next is going to be me and you. Do you think that we're safe? Do you think that we're safe? If this can happen to her, do you not think it can also happen to us? I want to recommend a few things on protection here. This is something you can buy. It's called Defense ID. Now what it does is this is legal, absolutely legal in UK law. Defend yourself to as much as the law would allow you to defend yourself. This is a thing that you spray in people's face. Look, martial arts is very well and good. But if someone brings out a knife, let me tell you something, guys. A knife, no punch can defend against a knife. I'm really sorry. This is not Jackie Chan and Bruce Lee. Our youth, who are Muslim youth, a lot of which are getting stabbed in the street corners. A lot of them are doing the stabbing in the street corners. A lot of them are in prisons. Our youth, yeah, a lot of them will be at risk of this kind of thing. A lot of them will be innocent. What do we have to do about it? We have to educate our youth to defend how to defend themselves legally and effectively. Because quite frankly, let me tell you this one more time. The police are not going to save your life. When they see a knife, they're going to run faster than you would ever run. Their baton is not going to be enough. There's a poorly effective police force in the UK. Forget about just London. The police are second-class citizens to the gangs. The gangs are, they've got the police in their pocket. Everyone knows that. Get the baton out, the gangs are going to deal with the police. Do you know why? Because the gangs make the police shiver and quake in their boots. And the police can't do that to the gangs. Simple as that. And with their batons, they can't fight back. So we need to find effective methods okay, effective methods to protect ourselves and our communities, which are legal, okay? And I've just given you one example here. This is a practical example. Just take the spray and run. If someone comes and brings out a knife, you're not going to fight them. Do you understand me? I'm telling this, this is my message to every young person. You're not a big man to fight a knife. Because this, it's not a fair fight. You have no idea what a knife can do in a fight. Don't try and punch and this and BJJ Russ. Not going to work, my friend. A knife, all it takes is one slice. A 13-year-old can finish you with a knife, can kill you. Yeah? A 30, all it needs is one thing. We're not going to deal with that kind of thing. So we, number one, this is a lesson for all of our communities to be able to protect themselves outside the scope of the law. Number two, I myself, I'm not going back to Speaker's Corner for at least 30 days as a protest against the police, the ineffective police force in that place until we have meetings with them and we arrange security for our communities. Because it's ridiculous that it has to amount to this kind of thing in one of the most so-called civilized countries in the world, in one of the most historic and places in the whole of London. And in the whole of the world, actually, which is Speaker's Corner. And I blame the police, yeah, for not being able to effectively protect citizens who come to that place. I do blame them. And I say that with all might. They are ineffective and weak and cowardly officers. Most officers in London are cowardly, of all due respect. When it comes to knife crimes, why is it that knife crime is so rampant in this city? Because, once again, the gangs have got the police in their pocket. So we're going to have now ingenious ways, legal ways of dealing with that situation, which may include things like this. This can save your life one day. If I have bloody sand in my pocket and throw it on the guy, well, like if some guy come to me and I throw sand on him, some knife, it doesn't matter how big you are, the blade is going to finish you, it's going to cut you. So we're going to have to start learning, yeah, how to protect, how to defend ourselves, running. The best thing to know how to do is run if a knife comes into the equation. Acid, this, that crime. We need to learn now, because this is going to be a lesson. If it can happen in a place like this, it can happen anywhere. These people are no longer caring about the consequences. People no longer care about the consequences. You have to understand that. Don't be deluded. Don't think that people care about the consequences. They don't. We're going to have to do secret meetings with the big speakers in Speaker's Corner, and we're going to have speakers discussion with them, and we're going to arrange security. And this is a message to anybody, takfiri, Muslim takfiri, or anybody else who tries to come and bring a weapon to Speaker's Corner. The moment we see that blade, yeah, you're going to see what time it is, with all due respect. The moment we see a blade on you, you're going to see what time that is. Yeah, but we're not going to allow ourselves to, believe you me, the moment, it's khalas, it's war. Do you understand that? You don't bring it for a Muslim or a non-Muslim. It is war. And I'm not going to wait for the police, because I know they're ineffective. We are going to defend our people in that place. Do you understand that? If we ever catch takfiri, or a gang member, or a violent thug, or an EDL right wing, or any of those kinds of people doing things like that again, it's war. And when I say it's war, it means we're going to defend ourselves in as much a legal capacity as we are allowed to do. And as I say, it's going to be a 30-day suspension. I'm not going to go back to Speaker's Corner until we sort out as a protest of what's happened here today. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.